So it's 10 past 11 on a Friday night. And I just got home from London. I am very, 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 very drunk. But I have some clarity in my head. Because as usual, I have the same gripe. And I don't know what to do about this gripe. So I went out early with members of my team, so essentially developers, project managers, whoever they are, girls, blah blah blah, and I put it to them that we were drinking in a very ancient city, 2000 plus year old town, and I was very distressed that it's just me, it's only me, it's me, my own thing, but nobody knew who William Blake was. William Blake, the visionary poet of London, the engraver, the guy who informed, you know, even nursery rhymes, the Hymn of Jerusalem, all this kind of stuff for our city, and poets and writers since that and beyond. And I guess my constant distress is that I go out drinking with these people and they have no understanding of the depth and the history and the minimal lifespan of our short race. And whenever I encounter anyone who, they don't have to know who William Blake is, but they have to have some fucking interest in not even literature, just the fact that we are temporary dwellers in our city, and 1,000 people have come before us. And to even have some grasp of the fact that your life is like a dewdrop and your story, as important as you think it is in London, is very short, you know. So, I don't know, man. It was good. It was okay. It was what I would consider to be an entertaining evening. But when I explained who William Blake was, as an example, and no one cared, I felt like I was being churned along in this nonsensical current of which I am not a part. And it doesn't matter to me that the people that I do engage with and seem to care on a daily basis don't know who William Blake is. Just the very idea that they conceive they are part of something bigger, and the transition we're going through these days is important, is enough. You know, so I don't know, man. Songs of innocence, songs of experience, the invisible worm, the fact that William Blake's poetry and his visionary capability infests a popular culture is a bit insulting. If I was Bill, I'd be quite upset. So we spent the whole evening out, girls, boys, drinking, rolling about, enjoying ourselves. But the poets and the writers of our generation, and the generation before, generation before, generation before, a lot of them died in poverty. And there wasn't a concept. William Blake did not say, I'm going to write this poem because I want to become famous. I want to be seen on television. He poured it out of his soul because he had to. And I find that entrancing. Entrancing. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense of it as I sit on the floor at Redhill train station, waiting for my train to carry me back home to my house. There are a very, very small quantity of people that I know who will understand this. Understand that when you die, your body explodes and you're propelled, and the only thing that remains is your legacy of information or the things you made possible for people to do, blah, blah. And Tookie Bunton picked it up and he said, you know, I always preferred Keith. Doesn't matter who, the fact that he even fucking knew he was, you know what I mean? As I sit and I watch the cars circle around the roundabout. And we don't have any poets like that anymore, or writers that engaged anymore. You know, most of the writers I meet, most of the poets that I meet, I don't actually meet any, are trying to make money. And this is the thing we should worry about, man. Poets who spew their guts and their soul because there's no other option. Meh.